Talk Live.
You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian and then Brad Jardis joining us, as he does on some Mondays.
Every other Monday.
Every other Monday. And a special guest co-host, Ademo, is here. Ademo Freeman from copblock.org.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Good evening, sir. It's always good to have you both in the studio, but it's rare to have both of you in the same studio. And so we did this specifically tonight because, you challenged Brad Ademo to a debate.
Yeah, there's some interesting news here in New Hampshire, and I thought Brad and I both are contributors to copblock.org, and Brad, which I'm sure I'll get into later, as most people know, is a former law enforcement officer. So it's an interesting topic. Me being a victim of the war on drugs and Brad's background, it's kind of two separate views. And with an incident that overlaps those, should be a good conversation.
We're going to get into that here shortly. And our number, of course, is 855-453. Should you like to add your thoughts to any of these conversations or bring up whatever's on your mind, that is the point of Free Talk Live. And you can actually control the content on the website as well. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can submit different items to the site. And then others vote as whether or not they like or dislike them. So you could kind of see what our listeners think is interesting out there on the web over at freetalklive.com. We're going to start out with a special guest on our lines here. It's Jordan Page. Now, we've had Jordan on the line before to talk about his musical career and kind of becoming a success, like a commercial success, within the kind of the paradigm of having a liberty-oriented perspective. And you can get that conversation on our guest page over at guests.freetalklive.com. So what are you calling about tonight, Jordan? Do we have Jordan, actually?
Well, thanks for having me on.
Sorry, I had you muted. Go ahead, sir.
I just thanks so much for having me on. You know, I'm kind of running around like crazy. I got a lot of stuff going on. We just had a baby last week, so
that's a lot of stuff.
Thanks very much. So I just want to let you know, just talk to you guys briefly about some things that are happening with Ron Paul. I'm gonna be in Philly this weekend on Sunday, April 22nd. There's a big event happening called Philly Freedom. Freedom spelled with a PH, and they're expecting quite a few people.
I've heard about this event. I understand the Free State Project is going to have a table there. I believe that Free Keen and Cop Block and the Shire Society are also going to have some items for distribution at this particular event. But I've heard wildly different estimates as to how many people are going to be attending it. I've heard 20,000, and I've heard 2,000. Either way, it's going to be a big event, but one number a whole lot bigger than the other. What are you predicting?
I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm thinking somewhere in the 10,000 plus range.
Okay.
Just because of how centrally located Philly is to so many population centers.
Purpose for the event again?
It's just to rally the troops, basically. You know, I mean, Ron Paul's committed to coming to speak. The campaign's behind it. They're putting some money into it and into the production and getting the word out. And it's really just like a great central location for the general Ron Paul Patriot community to get together. And,
so you're going to be playing at this particular event, and so there's more than just a speech from Ron Paul. You're saying that this is...
Exactly, yeah. I'm going to be performing to open things up. My friend Tatiana Moroz is going to play a couple of songs, and then she's going to be singing some stuff with me. We're doing a sort of a Dylan Baez sort of show for a little while. And I'm going to be... I've written a song for Ron for his campaign called Light of Revolution, and I'm going to be performing that right before he goes on. But one thing that's really interesting about this event is Michael Scheuer, who's the former head of the Bin Laden unit in the CIA, is speaking before Ron as well on his behalf, and just talking about how Ron's got it, you know, right on when it comes to foreign policy, which I think is going to be really great. I think I heard that Larkin Rose is going to come speak too, which would be pretty awesome as well.
Yeah, I like Larkin Rose a lot. I like a lot of what he has to say. Really principled.
Me too. I met him several times when I've been at Porkfest, and he's got quite a story, you know, so I'm really excited to hear him speak again.
He's an excellent
writer. I hope that rumor's true. I've heard it from credible sources.
Now, is there like a website for this event, or is it just yet another in one of many Ron Paul appearances?
No, it's a website. It's freedomwithaph2012.com, and my good friends Mike Salvi and Rob Pepe, and Jim Babb from Truth, Freedom, Prosperity. Missouri in the Philadelphia area. They're also the Fed guys. I mean, they're the guys that just kind of organize everything in that part of the world. Every Fed rally that I've done has been like really huge. It's been the Philly rallies are always awesome. And this year we were doing the same thing. I was going to do the Fed parade float and, you know, rock out screaming in the Fed on the from the float with my guitar, you know, down Market Street. But this year we've postponed that because of the scope and the size of what this has become since Ron Paul got on board. So we've actually suspended the whole parade aspect that we usually do, and we're just focusing it all on the site, which is
so. Is this a yearly event that goes on in Philly, or is this brand new, first time it's ever happened?
They do well. This Philly Freedom thing is a new concept, but I think it kind of takes the place of and the Fed. It's all sort of the same thing. You know, they do End the Fed twice a year. They do the End the Fed rally on November 22nd, obviously, but they also do something called FedStock. And this was really supposed to be what FedStock was. This would be the third year, but they sort of shifted focus a little bit, mm-hmm. and just, you know, they're calling it Philly Freedom. It's all the same thing, but it's just a really big deal.
Is there like a cover charge to get in, or is it anybody?
No, it's outside. It's open to the public, and it's in a big, wide-open space, and there are like sponsorships available, I'm pretty sure, and there's, you know, like tabling is available to help support the event and the cost of the event, but overall it's free to the public and anyone can come, and I think there's just going to be a ton of people there. So
great. Well, that's cool. So it's coming up on April 22nd, is that right?
April 22nd, and this Thursday I'm doing an online money bomb called the Song Heard Around the World, because it's actually, this Thursday is the anniversary of the shot heard around the world. And so I'm calling it Song Heard Around the World. I'm trying to get this song for Ron Paul, Light of Revolution, to be kind of spread around, and trying to raise money for the campaign and all that. So it's an online event. You know, I invited like 4,000 people, and so far about 12,000 have been invited. People are spreading it around, which is really cool.
So P-H-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom2012.com is the website for folks to learn more. If you're in the Northeast, this might be worth coming out for. You get to see Ron Paul speak, get to see Jordan Page play, be together with thousands of other like-minded people, presumably, or somewhat like-minded.
If you haven't,
it's a pretty large spectrum under Ron Paul.
If you haven't seen Jordan Page play, it is a truly awesome experience.
I did. I got to see him play a little bit at Porcupine Freedom Festival last year.
Oh, nice.
Are you coming back out to that this year, Jordan Page?
Yes.
Well, you know, rumor has it that two good friends of mine are getting married, and there's a rumor I may perform at the reception. I don't know.
At the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Very cool, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the update. I hope that the Philly thing goes off really well, because, like I said, I know that we're going to have some information there for folks to pick up. And
are you guys in New Hampshire?
You bet. Of course. I mean, come on.
Well, why aren't you in New Hampshire?
On April 28th, the New England Liberty Love Fest is going on in Worcester, Massachusetts, which is not too
That's
far.
That's right.
You guys should come.
We're actually going to have some stuff there, too, as a matter of fact.
Awesome.
So I know that.
I'll be headlining at that, so that's going to be a great time, too.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it out to myself, but I know Pete Ayer is going to be there from copblock.org and Free Keen, so we're definitely going to be representing
The Shire Society, copblock, freekeen.com, all
hey,
of
it. Thanks, Jordan, for the call tonight, man.
Hey, thank you guys very much. Have a good night.
Yeah, I appreciate the update on what's going on with the Ron Paul campaign and you as well. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I figure, you know, if somebody's already going down to one of these things and they don't mind taking some flyers down, then that's cool. I'm happy to pay for a little bit of table space or whatever, because I figure, yeah, let's get the word out about Free Keen. Let's get the word out about Coplock and Shire Society. Obviously, we're pretty effectively, I think, penetrated into the activist world, but then again, maybe not so much as we think.
Well, it can't hurt. I mean, Ron Paul's doing an outstanding job as far as spreading ideas, getting people thinking. I mean, you see,
and he's going to bring a bunch of new people in, too, that
exactly.
don't know about us.
And so it's always good to have some stuff out there. I mean, it's pro-liberty. It's complete, you know, the literature that we're talking about distributing there, and I think it's just, you know, it'd be silly not to get something out there.
I don't know if you saw, but the top 100 list was, I guess, created again of the top 100 Liberty websites, and I think CopBlock was 36.
36, yeah.
Wow, that's you should be proud of that.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a great job, a great team.
I think
Freaking
hit 66 or something like that, so we're in the mix. 855-453. Free Talk Live is on there somewhere, too. 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Coming up, debate between the Damo and Brad Jardis. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want. Just dial in toll free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com is where you can go, and you can enjoy the webcams. One of the features you can watch, you can listen. And you can interact because the chat room is built into the same page, and frequently our very own Brad is in that chat room. Any day of the week, actually, you're there frequently.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, and you can go to cam.freetalklive.com and get interactive that way. That's cam.freetalklive.com. So there's lots in the news to talk about, but this isn't just a news. It certainly isn't a news show at all. It's an opinion show. And we, of course, will take your calls about absolutely anything that you want. The hosts on this program tend to have similar opinions on lots of issues. Like, we tend to come from a liberty-oriented perspective. But that doesn't mean that we walk lockstep on absolutely everything. In fact, in some cases, there are some issues that really spur some serious disagreement. And it's not a disagreement to where you can't remain friends afterward, but it's a disagreement maybe about an approach or a tactic, a disagreement about some details of an idea or how it should be fleshed out or you know, what should the path be to get from point A to point B. And so there was some controversy, I guess, between the two of you guys. Damo is here with copblock.org and Brad Jardis, one of the bloggers at Free Keen, but you guys both blog at both websites, so you're sort of both in the same club.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
And so you took issue, I think, Damo, with a blog post that Brad had made in response to this killing that happened, this drug raid that went on in a little town in New Hampshire. The drug task force came into this, attempted to come into this guy's house. He was ostensibly a dealer of something. He had was steroids, but they didn't find any steroids that I heard of, at least. I don't know if y'all heard about them finding anything.
I haven't heard anything yet.
Right, so I haven't heard anything about them actually finding anything in the house, but he ostensibly sold steroids in the past, and so the idea is, I guess they thought he was selling something again, and so they raided his home and ended up having four cops get shot, having the police chief who went along on this raid, his final week as a police chief, about ready to retire, went on one last raid, and he got shot to death. So one cop dead, police chief, the rest of them shot, and a couple of them ended up in intensive care in the hospital. Now, Brad, your response to that was what?
Well, I responded and said, I titled my blog post, I said, good people, bad policy, real tragedy. And I wrote about how I knew this police chief who was killed. And I knew him when I started in law enforcement back in 1999. When I was 18, I met him because he was at the same district court that I used to go to. And this guy was just a really nice person. And he was he helped me with a couple of prosecution things, and because he took so much time to be nice to me, a brand new officer, you know, here he is, the police chief of Northampton, New Hampshire, you know, I just always had a really positive view of this guy because he was just very friendly. And so in my blog, basically what I was trying to do, I mean, I was trying to point out to people, and I knew it would be controversial, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak about this, but I was pointing out that there are lots of good police officers who enforce bad laws, and I think a lot of them do it because they don't know, they're not trained to question things. And if a police officer takes time to go through the facts and statistics and the reasons behind the war on drugs, I haven't been able to come up with a reason why, logically speaking, one of them wouldn't be able to, you know, to change their mind about it. So I think there are really good people who enforce bad laws. And I'd like to think of myself as a good person, and I've arrested dozens and dozens of people for marijuana possession. So I come at this from the viewpoint that, look, yes, there's a lot of things that the police do that I don't like, and I disagree vehemently with the drug war. But at the same time, I think the only understandable approach is to understand that there are good people who legitimately think they're doing the right thing. And I think that's what you, Ademo, took issue with.
Yeah, well, I mean, essentially, I understand that, and I don't necessarily disagree with it, but for me, it's like we have this epic war on drugs that's driving this militarized police state. And so, you know, for a lot of activists, violence is not the answer, something I also agree with. So you get arrested and you get taken along. But when nation news like this comes up, you know, people sugarcoating it, which is what I felt happened, only sweeps it under the rug. So the war on drugs is propped up by a lot of lies, a lot of fallacies, and arguably or whatever, a mixture of the financial aspects to it, imprisoning people and the justice system, et cetera, et cetera. But what they tell everybody else is that they're dangerous and it hurts people and you save lives. Well, when this happens, then we should all be saying, hey, how many officers' lives do we want to save? You know, like that angle, as well as if, you know, if one of my friends, you both are my friends, and if you guys did something wrong, I would say what you did, Brad, was wrong. And so when you were like, these are good people, bad policies, it's like shifting the blame. Because the actions, I mean, six guys or seven guys stacked up on somebody's door to steal, you know, confiscate, whatever, take, seize this man's property, which will happen to be steroids. Now, if this story was, hey, here's a person who fought off eight robbers who were after his TV, and he shot four of them, one and another fatally, everyone would probably applaud and say, hey, you were defending your property, you had to do what you have to do. But here, thanks to the war on drugs, when the property is narcotics or something the government deems illegal, it's okay, and then we try to make excuses for why it was okay those people got up here. You know, it should be noted as well that the individuals who then barricaded themselves either had murder, suicide. So they died just because men with guns came to their house to steal stuff. And so those are the people I would try to say that I'm going to give the sympathy card to. And when we're talking about the guys on the porch, I just, you know, I think it's a tragedy. I'm sad that anybody lost their lives over something people choose to put in their body. But at the end of the day, I would say these people who are shot, and sadly this officer who was so close to retirement, is now dead. And, you know, message to all other Leos out there, it's not always an activist who's just going to go limp and take you off. There are people out there who, you know, will protect their property. And when they do so, it puts everybody at risk. It's more violence. But they're just perpetuating more violence.
I think we all agree that it was tragic, right? And completely avoidable. This multiple cops being shot, the one cop being killed, these two people end up dead, perhaps murder-suicide, perhaps double suicide. But all completely avoidable had the police simply just left these folks alone. But in my kind of listening to you guys discuss this, and obviously off the air, there was some other discussion that happened prior to this the decision to discuss it on the air. It was my understanding, Adema, that you just really wish Brad would have said they were wrong, right? Instead of just kind of saying, well, these are good people. It's possible to say someone's a good person, but they're doing wrong. Right?
Exactly. You know, I think you both are good people. Or like, you know, I don't even necessarily think a bad decision makes you a bad person. I don't really believe in that. It's how one reacts. Like, your reputation is all you have. So we're human. I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes. And it's how do you react when you make this mistake? Do you make a person whole? Do you do what, you know, whatever, you know, one individual in this circumstance is dead. And so he obviously, there's nothing you could do. But in this instance, it's like, how do you make these people whole? And now there's violence and, you know, what can you do after the fact? So I'd say, if it looks like a duck, quack like a duck, call it a duck. Some people are wrong.
Let's come back with more here on this 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here in moments. You know, of course, you can bring up whatever you want or add into the discussion. Is it wrong for the police to do what their supposed jobs are, and should they be called out for it? I say absolutely.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video and prove that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that and get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. We mentioned the Porcupine Freedom Festival earlier tonight. Jordan Page, who was on with us, was rocking the Porcupine Freedom Festival as he's a musical performer. And he will be ostensibly doing so again at apparently a wedding that will be happening. I don't know if it can be announced whose wedding it will be.
Sure.
Can it?
Yeah.
Short wedding, Brad.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be happening at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. But it's just one of many things going to be happening at Porkfest. It's an entire week in the woods of New Hampshire with literally hundreds, maybe probably over 1,000 other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. There's everything from family events to wild parties, and it's just an
speeches, philosophical discussions. It is an absolute
panel blast. Discussions, karaoke, I believe, is going to go on. There's also, like, this rant contest where people get up on stage and rant about something.
Kinds of cooks.
Lots of underground cooks. Cooks that are advertising openly the fact that they don't have a permit to do their cooking.
Yeah. So won't you get salmonella or something?
Apparently everybody was all right last year and every year before that. So.
And watching the free trade and multiple exchanges for, you know, payments, silver, you know, services.
Absolutely. Alternative currencies. Might even see more bitcoins this year around. And so all kinds of fun stuff. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. As we continue here, a little bit of controversies kind of bubbled up between the two of you over a blog post that that Brad had made at freekeen.com, basically being, I don't know, maybe extra friendly to some cops that were doing things they shouldn't have been doing. They were raiding a man's house over ostensibly selling drugs, and the cops ended up getting themselves shot in that particular raid. The police chief actually ended up dying as a result of the gunshot wounds that he received. And, of course, we've all acknowledged that it's entirely a tragic occurrence. It didn't need to happen. We all support ending the insane war on drugs completely. But the disagreement seems to be, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, that Ademo, you basically are frustrated that Brad was was kind of, well, extra nice to these cops because of the fact that he knows who some of them are and he had good experiences with them, and he wouldn't shame them at all.
Right. I think Brad has a habit of wanting to tag me on Facebook. And like we said, we're all friends, and we are in the same circles often. I think what the difference is, you know, I come from the being a victim of the war on drugs, and Brad comes from being a police officer turned liberty activist. We both ended up in the same spot. So when he wants to, you know, the love police stuff, hug them, you know, bring them along education-wise to liberty, I take the more of the approach that I take in, like, my life. You know, I'm a very direct person, you know, most of the time or as often as I can be. And when I see somebody doing wrong, again, whether a good friend, best friend, somebody I don't know, or a police officer, I like to say, hey, what you're doing is wrong. And, you know, these two people, again, are dead. So we might not even know if, you know, for all they knew, six or whatever, seven strangers were at the door. Because I can't recall if it was clear if they knocked and then there were shots or if they were, like, shot.
I don't know if any
approach.
Of those details have come out yet, but I haven't been paying attention over the last day or two.
Right. So, again, with the government being quiet about it and these two individuals who were in the home being deceased, we might never know. They could have thought they were actual robbers in a scenario which most people would agree with the self-defense of your home and property, and then realized they were cops and decided suicide is the only option because you know what happens when you shoot cops. I mean, a bunch of cops are coming into that house.
Well, if I could just point out a few things. Firstly, the position where I come from and the reason why I made this blog post, and I assumed it was going to be controversial because essentially what I'm saying is, like, look, there are people who I personally view as decent human beings who are doing these things that I used to do, and I know where they're coming from. I mean, I have worked with the Drug Task Force in New Hampshire. In fact, right before the end of my police career in January of 2010, when I quit, just a few months prior, I was with the Drug Task Force. And, you know, these guys were very professional, and we didn't talk about politics at all. But, you know, I think everybody knows I strictly oppose the war on drugs. I think it's immoral. I think using violence to solve problems is wrong. But I also understand how police view what they're doing as right and how police view what they're doing as just. Because when I got out of the police academy, whenever I would arrest somebody for possession of marijuana, I actually thought I was doing the right and moral thing. And to come out, and I understand where you're coming from, Ademo, and I can't say I disagree with you because the way the police, you know, the police enforce the war on drugs by using violence. They show up at someone's house, kick in the door, point guns at people. And it's a very violent process. And yes, you know, statistically speaking, some people are going to fight back. But I think in the greater liberty movement, like, we should be about reaching hearts and minds and reaching out to people and showing them that these types of things, you know, the war on drugs is wrong because
it's not either side. That's the problem. It's the actual law that's the problem. But I understand what you're saying, and not to interrupt, but real quick, I sat in jail one time, and I was talking to a guard and about another guard who had done wrong to me. He went off on me and whatever. Not the point of the story. The point is, I wasn't even three sentences into explaining to the new guard what the old guard had done.
He didn't want to
hear it. In the eye and said, it doesn't matter what you say, I'm going to believe him.
Right.
And that's fine. And that's what I'm saying is, you have a relationship with these guys, you know, just like I think Ian or, you know, one of my other good friends, if I came to them and said, yo, man, I really think you were wrong in this scenario, and I hope you make who you harmed whole or really dumb move, you know, call somebody, say something, whatever, they would appreciate it more coming from me. So now that you have a relationship with these guys, you know, say, hey, man, you know, what are you doing?
Well,
you know, why think about it? It's an opportunity. If you give them the no BS assessment, I think it's a further win for them. It's more direct.
I know what you're saying, but, I mean, the shock value to the law enforcement community of having a police chief get killed, it is a huge deal. I've been in police funerals before. I mean, these things are there's lots of, you know, there's an honor guard. It's
opulent, almost.
It's viewed as, the police are viewed as enforcing the will of the people. So when one of the
which, of course, is nonsense.
Well, the police enforce the will of the elected majority. And, you know, the election, that the way elections work, that there's lots of, it's rife with corruption, too. But the general public doesn't think that the general public at large are not liberty activists. So when you say to me, when someone says, like, well, I think that it should be moral to use force against the police when they are the initiators of force, I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, I understand how police officers don't understand.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying take this incident before it's an everyday occurrence for Leos. And because, like, right now, we need more of this. You know the government's answers to these types of situations. It's more guns, more laws, stricter penalties, aggression.
Yeah.
So if we're standing up screaming, hey, look at these facts. Look how many people are in prison. Look at how many are violent. Look who is the actual aggressors. Look at the money spent on it. Look how many, you know.
Here's how I would have approached it. And again, I'm not in your position, Brad. So I get where you're coming from. And the way I would have approached it, having some level of rapport with some of these guys, would be to say, kind of the old sales technique, feel, felt, found. At one time I felt this way, and then I found that, this, and now I feel this. So you can relate to them, you can empathize with them, you can compliment them and say, hey, like you did, I had a really great relationship with this guy, and he was this to me, and, you know, I thought he was a pretty nice guy. And at one time I felt the same way that he did. I, in fact, did some of the same things that these guys have done. And then I found that, oh, well, here's some statistics about the drug war, and here's some statistics about police being killed. Or I found that, you know, whatever you think would be persuasive to those guys, you see, I found that, and then now I feel this. And it changed how I felt. And so and then after that point, you can say, and so therefore, you know, these guys were wrong. You know, you were wrong do this.
But these transitions take a lot of time.
And I was wrong. You'd be admitting to also being wrong when you did those things.
I've admitted numerous times that, right, I was wrong. I mean, there's lots of people who are criminals who shouldn't be because of me. But what I'm saying is, this is all about approach and how people receive these things. It takes a long time to understand the message of liberty, and most police officers don't.
It takes longer if you baby him, though, and I say don't baby him. Tell it how it is.
He did say here that he disagrees with the violation of the non-aggression principle that happens with the drug policies. Technically, that is saying that they're wrong. Maybe not as harsh as you might like. 855-453. Your comments are welcome. 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com. Spelled B-I-O-M-A-T. mats.com or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are awaiting you there. It's freetalklive.com. And if you like the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Where you'll find links to different Amazons, different ones for different countries. We've got Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. So pick the one that's right for you. Get the stuff that you're looking for over at shop.freetalklive.com. When you shop through Amazon's link, through the links at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's still the same great Amazon service and prices and selection you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so we get a slice. So, once again, shop.freetalklive.com. Adamo Freeman here with us from copblock.org, the number 36 most popular liberty-oriented website out there.
I guess thanks to the many folks, Brad himself included, giving contributions, and right now we got a contest going on till the end of next week. So copblock.org/contest, still photography, writings, videos, all kinds of stuff to get involved with.
So like contest, what are you judging based on?
Well, it's basically we're trying to. It's called copblock.org's featured content of the month. So okay. We're trying to get people to write about their views on police accountability, brutality, etc. So all these different four different categories, again with writings, videos, and pictures, where the judging will be done by the contributors at the site and then through a poll at the site. So
and the winner gets
$100 worth of copblock.org swag and
sweet.
Gear. So stickers, flyers,
it's cool gear,
hoodies,
man.
Hats. Yeah, we got it.
You're wearing the copblock.org hat tonight, and I have one of those hats, and I've got the hoodie. I'm a huge fan, honestly.
I was behind a random car in Manchester, New Hampshire the other day that had a copblock bumper sticker, and I had no idea who
you
it was.
You didn't know the person?
No idea.
Yeah, I ran into a guy downtown here in Keene that had one on his bike, so they get around, and it's great. So copblock.org/store if anyone's looking to outfit themselves with some cool copblock.org swag.
No doubt. It's a great brand. And, by the way, the website that has the top list of websites for the Liberty Movement, the so-called most visited libertarian websites, I don't really care for the term libertarian. I don't know if Copblock would describe itself that way. I certainly wouldn't.
Decentralized, doesn't have political affiliations.
Right. But it's listed nonetheless. Free Talk Live hitting at number 60. We've also got Free Keen at number 66. 80 is the Liberty Radio Network. So, yeah, you know, it's definitely some friendly blogs and websites.
Yeah, a lot of Shire presence on that list of, what, 100 is it?
120. Four, actually, for some reason. CapitalFreePress.com is their website. That's capital with an A, CapitalFreePress.com. As we continue here, we actually have somebody wants to jump in on this conversation,
please,
I believe.
Please.
It's kind of a, not really a, maybe a friendly debate between Adamo here and Brad Jardis, former law enforcement officer, on how to approach police in a time of tragedy. in a time where they have had their lives disrupted by something they did, by something they initiated. In this case, some cops who were shot as they, and one killed, cops who were shot as they were attempting to raid someone's house over a drug raid. And so let's go to Tyrone, listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with the Damo from CopBlock.org and Brad Jardis.
Hello, people.
Hey, Tyrone.
You know, I have not really cared for cops too much in my life because of the treatment I've gotten. But, you know, I've had one thing that happened to me a few mornings ago when I got pulled over because I don't register my car, and they pulled me over for that. And, of course, you know, go through all that thing. He treated me with the utmost respect, and he even gave me a ride back home, which is unheard of.
That is unheard of.
I was on my way to work. And, you know, I was maybe a mile or two from home. And he took his time and deviated from his whatever he was doing and gave me a ride back home.
Now, he took your car, though, right, and impounded it?
Oh, of course. Of course the car got impounded. Of course.
Well, I'd like to point out that it's not always that way. Up here in New Hampshire, when I had a registration issue like that, I was allowed to actually take the car back to my house. I still had to pay the tow driver $100 to do that, but at least I didn't have to pay whatever the impound fees would have been had it been impounded.
Right, the rest of the extortion.
Yeah. So, you know, they could have gone further with it, and they didn't. So I guess, you know, this guy, maybe there's an obligation to impound it in Georgia, and there's not one up here, but it's not like that everywhere.
Tyrone, when you had your extra time with the officer and not in a hostile situation, knowing you're being carted to jail or something, did you have a chance to talk to him? Like, did you discuss, you know, the local sports team, or did you discuss, like, hey, what are you doing? I'm supposed to be going to work, right? I assume you either missed or were late for work, and he still burdened you, you know? Did you have any conversations with him?
Yeah, on the way home, it was a short ride, maybe a few minutes, but I did talk to him, and I asked him, I told him that, you know, I really appreciated the treatment that I got and the ride home, of course, because I could have, and it was still dark. It was early in the morning, and he could have made me walk back down that street, and, you know, there's no sidewalk.
Or he could have taken you to jail and per the Supreme Court had you strip searched because any minor violation qualifies these days.
See, to jump in and sort of get a Damo's back here, like, the police, the police enforce a lot of bad laws that end up creating victims in the first instance. But when police do something nice, it seems like a lot of that is forgotten. So, this officer was probably very cordial with you and assisted you to get back home. But at the same time, you know, what could be driving that? Is the officer a nice guy? Maybe has there been a lawsuit because they didn't do that before? Maybe. But, you know, had you had the wrong plant in your pocket, you very well could have been arrested. And I think where this conversation, you know, what we were talking about before is, you know, the police can ultimately use deadly force and kill you if you try to defend yourself. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that this officer would do that himself if he was trying to arrest you for something.
Well, let me add that I am black. I have, like, waist-length dreadlocks. And I was flying my colors in my windshield. My
cool.
Colors, red, gold, and green. And he could have taken me through the ringer, but he didn't. He approached me. I had my door open because my window wouldn't go down. So I had to open my door, and he didn't step out because I opened my door. And he was just really cool and calm, which made me cool and calm. And the situation never escalated, so it never had to de-escalate. It was just a really good experience.
I appreciate that, Tyrone, but would you be calling Free Talk Live if this was a cool, calm robber who met you right after the ATM machine withdrawal and said, I'll take 240 of that,
buddy,
and your car keys, friend, you know, and tell you what, I'll drop you off at home in your car on the way
right
here.
Well, like, because I appreciate it as much as the next guy when the cops aren't violent with me, but I still need to have them acknowledge that I don't appreciate what they're doing. So, like, when this cop served me with papers today, banning me from every single liquor store in the state, you know, they always say something like, all right, and I'm usually like, no, it's not all right.
Right, and I'm not saying either that you should have been, like, you know, using obscenities and saying, belittling the man, but having a conversation like, hey, I understand you're being really nice right now, but do you understand that you're stealing from me, that
right.
you are extorting right. me, and that today, Tyrone, you paid, or maybe, I don't know if you live in that area or whatever, but somebody paid for the officer to treat you this way, and I'm guessing, or at least I know I wouldn't, and many other most likely would not want to pay for that officer to do that to you nicely, rudely, aggressively, you know.
And don't forget, that it was the police officer who created the situation for you to be in where you needed a ride in the first place.
It's,
it's
common, though, for people who are in these situations to want them to be over and to, you know, not want to instigate, so understand why, or to feel like they're instigating, and so understand why people would shy away from that. But it still disturbs me when somebody says thank you to a judge who has just, you know, given them a sentence, or thank you to a cop who has just given you a ticket.
I can understand that.
Let me ask this, because I was under the impression, and I was already ready for it. I had bail money and put aside and everything. I was under the impression that when I got stopped for this, I was going straight to jail. So not going to jail was a game changer for me.
Almost made you thankful.
Well, I would say something like, well, thank you for not taking me to jail. Or thank you for, you know, my case, thank you for not impounding the car. Or thank you for the ride home. It's okay to thank them, I think, for the good things that they do to you.
But like if somebody... That's exactly what it was.
That
was just, you know, from the treatment.
Yeah. I get where you're coming from.
And I appreciate both aspects. I appreciate Brad trying to say, hey, let's do this and do that. But I also think...
Come at it from both angles.
Well, yes, both angles is obviously important. But I think that if more people said, and I'm not, again, say, yelling at cops or throwing rocks at them or something. But I'm saying when I see somebody doing wrong, just mentioning it. You know, I don't want you arresting that guy. I don't want you arresting that guy. How many days could you have worked, Brad, hearing somebody tell you not to arrest somebody every time you arrested somebody, where you'd be like, I'm sick of going to work today?
Well, I mean, you know?
Yeah, if it were more common. It's not very common right now because of what Brad was saying earlier, and that people worship the police, and they're afraid of the police, so they don't worship them.
And let me just add this one thing.
Yep.
And this is the caveat, which I think maybe you guys won't understand. The cop was white, and I'm black. See, when you guys are white, so you also, you got to come on, the playing field is almost level. So, you know, they don't have some sort of a preconceived notion coming into the situation.
Well, they know who we are, and they know who we are around here.
Well, they certainly have preconceived notions.
I got to be honest with you. New Hampshire is a state that's like 98% white people. I used to feel slightly uncomfortable when I'd pull over a person who's African American because of the fact, like, oh, geez, like, I don't want this person thinking I'm targeting them just because they're black in New Hampshire.
Tyrone, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I'd come at it from both perspectives. I would thank them for doing the things I think were right, and I would criticize them, and I would say, you know, but I don't appreciate you doing this in the first place. You should be out looking for real criminals.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.